Global markets are watching the Chinese real estate behemoth Evergrande closely for signs of financial default. Evergrande is at the center of China's massive property development economy, and today it was supposed to pay $84 million in interest to international investors. Another payment is due next week, and a default could rattle confidence in the Chinese economy and beyond. For more, let's bring in Tom Orlick, chief economist for Bloomberg Economics. Tom, hi again.
Hey, Scott. Great to be here.
Great to have you, Tom. Tell us briefly about Evergrande and its debt problem.
So Evergrande is emblematic of a Chinese property sector which is overbuilt and overleveraged. Now, in the past, everyone recognized this as a problem, but it never seemed like the end was nigh. The government was always there to backstop the borrowing of the big developers and to shift policy to head off a slump in the broader property sector. The risk right now is that that backstop, that government guarantee, is looking a lot less solid. Maybe the Chinese government will let Evergrande go. Maybe that will send ripples around China and around the world.
Yeah, boy, it sure sounds like maybe not too big to fail. Now, this first debt payment is due today. It's midday now in the East Coast. What do we know about what happened today and any signals that Beijing could allow Evergrande to miss its payments?
We can't rule out the possibility that China's government will blink at the last minute and step in with support to prevent a default and debt restructuring. At this point, though, that seems fairly unlikely to happen. Evergrande has already missed interest payments on loans to some Chinese banks. We're now at the crunch point in terms of making interest payments on their bonds. There's a one-month grace period, but if we don't see some payments today or in the days ahead, it certainly looks like we're moving into default territory.
And tell me more about signals we're getting from Beijing here. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Chinese local authorities should be getting ready for a possible storm.
So there's a saying in China, Scott, Xia ji rang hou zi kan, kill the chicken to scare the monkeys. And I think the hope from Beijing is that by allowing the Evergrande chicken to fail, they'll scare the other developers and they'll push more responsible behavior in the property sector. The risk is that they've picked the wrong chicken. Evergrande is so big, it's so indebted, that if they do allow a default by Evergrande, they might not be able to ring fence the contagion.
And that's what I want to ask you about, is the contagion. If investors see this and they start to say, well, wait a second, we're going to walk away from the entire Chinese property sector, that kind of thing, how could contagion happen?
So that's the concern, Scott. Firstly, there's the financial side. A pullback of investors from the Chinese property sector, from assets which are linked to the Chinese property sector, Australian iron ore mines, for example. If that happens, that has potential to really trigger a shift in global sentiment. The second avenue for contagion is in China's property sector itself. We're already seeing sales down. We're seeing construction down. If that slide continues, well, property is the single biggest driver of growth in the Chinese economy. Some estimates suggest that property accounts for about 30% of GDP. So if we see a Chinese property downturn deepening, that also means China's growth falls. That too sends ripples around the world. Mm.
Just very quickly, I do want to ask you about ripples around the world then. I mean, is this a company that, if it defaults or is seen as defaulting, could actually create markets crashing in New York, in London?
Evergrande itself is big, but the failure of a Chinese property developer in itself is not a global systemic event. What would send ripples around the world, if Evergrande fails and the Chinese government do not ring fence this effectively, if we get a slump in the Chinese property sector, if we get a sustained shift to risk-off sentiment in global markets, that's when the United States, that's when the Federal Reserve, that's when global markets have to start worrying.
All right, Tom Orlick, chief economist for Bloomberg Economics, and he's the author of China, The Bubble That Never Pops. Tom, thanks again for the time.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be here.